tuned in to Popcorn and Lore with Steph with an F and
JC.
We're here talking to you throughout this podcast about nostalgia, about movies, books, TV shows, music, all that we grew up with and are growing up with currently, and just having a bunch of fun. I am a millennial. I was born in 1989, and JC, you...
Gen Z, and I was born in 1997.
And we just feel like... I know there's a lot of podcasts out there talking about different shows, different other stuff.
Yes.
But I just kind of wanted to do this because we were talking one day, and you brought up that it would be really cool to have a podcast that we do that just we get to have fun and talk.
Right.
About the stuff we grew up with.
Yes, and we wanted to explore some of the generational differences, even though we're not that far removed.
Yeah.
There's still some differences that are very interesting, so we wanted to bring some of those out.
Especially because, every generation has those pivotal changes and moments, but the 90s into the 2000s was really a decade that was different amongst everything else, especially because we had, the internet was... starting to thrive and then of course crashed at one point, but then came back again real quickly. It was, you were just a baby during that time. But with all the information we're getting these days and we're able to go back and look at, and now with streaming to be able to go back and watch some of these TV shows or movies, that we, before you had to own them to do that.
Right.
We want to talk about, the information, the feelings that we are feeling. And of course, we want to hear from you guys. After this podcast, maybe by the second one, we'll have our Facebook page going, that you'll be able to talk to us on there, and request stuff.
Yes.
Stuff you want to learn about or hear about. Give us some suggestions.
And
we love that.
A quick heads up here. We are recording all of these episodes today in one batch.
Yes.
So yes.
For the next four episodes, you will be seeing me in a amazing Backstreet Boys t-shirt with, of course, one of the greatest football teams ever, the yes. Green Bay Packers. Of course, that is my bias. And John Christopher.
Yes. I will be wearing my 7-Brew coffee t-shirt along with a Spider-Man baseball cap. And one of the things about this podcast, speaking of Spider-Man and the Green Bay Packers, even though Green Bay Packers has nothing to do with popcorn and lore, one of the things we're going to be focusing on are the things that we're interested in. So books, TV shows, movies, all of that stuff, music from our childhood up to now, and really just diving into some of the story and the lore and the inspiration and what it means to us.
And we may even bring on some people who they geek out or nerd out with sports or with other stuff. It doesn't have to be...
That's
always the normal stuff that you think about when you hear nerd.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Other than D&D and books and some other stuff, I nerd out about audio. I tell you this sometimes, John Christopher, I'll just be talking about some audio stuff or new equipment or something like that, and I can just see the glaze over his eyes.
Yes.
And he's listening because he's a good friend and he cares. But it's also You love news.
Right. I like to talk. I'm good with talking and explaining things. Stephanie's great with all the stuff just the things that I don't want to bother with, like the editing of this podcast, for instance.
I'm going to be nerding out while editing this podcast because that's what I love to do. And that's actually to give a little Q&A. I am the production team lead for radio stations here in Branson. And also station team leader over 98.1, the studio we are currently in using. Thank you so much for letting us use this.
Yes.
To our bosses. But I've been working in radio with these stations for 10 years. And before that, I was at the college, the Ozarks radio station, there getting my college degree. And JC, I know you're still currently in college.
Yes. So I graduated with my bachelor's from Evangel University. In 2020, I'm going in. This is my second year here with the company. So I work in the news department. I love news. I love stories. And that's part of what's really inspired this podcast is not just a love for news stories, but a love for just stories in general, fictional stories, non-fictional stories. I really believe that stories help make us who we are, and we can connect and relate with each other and become better people as a result of good storytelling.
Yeah, and it's all about our imagination, how it made us feel, and everyone's going to have different feelings on different stuff.
Yes.
I know there's been some movies that I have brought up, or some music that I have brought up that you didn't know about, but also there's items that you've brought up to me, and I know you also, with regards to news, you also enjoy learning different things. I know you're still in college to do.
I'm getting my master's. In fact, I'm working on two master's degrees right now. It's kind of a ridiculous thing to be doing, but hey, I'm young. I'm actually in seminary. I would like to eventually become a pastor at some point, maybe a Bible teacher. But I'm also getting my master's in journalism. So I'm a very busy person. But like Stephanie said, we both love stories. We love imagination. And we want to share that with you.
Yeah. And again, we'll be creating a Facebook page for all of you to communicate with us and let us know like what you want us to talk about. Because this podcast isn't just about us. Right. But it's about you all and getting, you know, the feeling, because, you know, even though some of us may be of the same generation, we may have had different experiences.
Yes.
Depending on where you live, you know, who you were raised by, and just the overall world.
Right.
And sometimes it's just fun to get away.
Right. A little bit of a taste of what we both like. I am really into superheroes and Star Wars. Stephanie likes some of the same stuff. You will hear me blab on and on about Spider-Man, Batman, Star Wars. It doesn't matter. Stephanie can share a whole bunch of stuff with you on a whole bunch of things that I have no familiarity with whatsoever. But it is interesting. It's enlightening. And I think you'll find the dynamic very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to go to Disney facts, Backstreet Boys facts, and other stuff, I can dive deep into there. Not as deep into Dungeons and Dragons. We're going to have an episode later on. Even though I've been doing this now, Dungeons and Dragons now for, I want to say consistently for almost 4 years, I'm never going to know everything, but I just have fun with it. And it's all about that. You're just having fun and talking about, you know, back in the day of how we felt as kids, but looking back now at some of the movies and TV shows and stuff of seeing how it looks to us now, and just having fun with it. Hopefully you all were going to enjoy this journey. Coming up on our, kind of give you all a quick little timeline, our next episode 2, is going to be the first movies we remember either watching in theaters, on the TV, on VHS and DVD. Maybe a little explanation of how VHS came to be, but really gained popularity. Because I will have random facts thrown in there that John Christopher is going to have to listen to.
Yes.
But then afterwards, episode 3, we'll talk about the cartoons we grew up with, and just moving on from there. Have a
live action TV shows that.
Yep. You all, you can listen to us, of course, on the Branson Podcast Network on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts from, and
even YouTube.
Even YouTube. And you will hear John Christopher remind me about YouTube a lot, because we will have video along with us, so you get to see our shining faces if you'd like. And just come along with us on this journey. And down the line, we're gonna come up with a name. For you all, by me, I mean John Christopher probably will. He's better with words.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this little intro episode. Episode 2 will be coming out soon.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Keep on imagining.